Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. On today's episode, the guys from the Diz After Dark podcast guest host and discuss all of the Halloween offerings at Disneyland Paris. But hold on tight, kids. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Is a member of the Mice Chat Podcast Network, micepod.com.
Now, the podcast that's nearly the same as all the others.
Warning, this show contains childish adult content and is intended for immature, mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views spoken are ours and ours alone, not those of any other bugger. If you're easily offended, we strongly suggest finding another podcast. Everybody neat and pretty, then on with the show.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Let's put on the show.
Growing older is mandatory. Growing up is optional. Diz After Dark, the podcast that's nearly the same as all the others.
What?
nothing screams creepy like that piece of music.
And I was, you throw me off the track. I was just about to start with, "Welcome, foolish mortals, to the mouse's head."
You can still do that. We're not going to edit it out, but you can still do it.
Yeah, I kind of think I've done it now. All right, I'll do it anyway. "Welcome, foolish mortals, to the mouse's head for this very special edition." How special is it?
Not very. Let's not try and big up the fact it's special, because it's not going to be that special. Well, actually, no, it is.
Maybe.
Actually, because we've got Paul.
Yes, we have.
And we've got me, so this, and we've got...
Craig!
And I'm here.
Yeah. And the other Paul.
Who the other Paul. Views.
Me.
For goodness
I answered on the first one.
Then we got the cues confused. I don't know. I think we're a little bit out of practice, actually.
Too many Pauls spoil the podcast.
Yeah.
Didn't Jason Donovan sing a song about that once?
Yeah,
I think so. Anyway.
After a drink around the world, there's too many broken Pauls. So. Yes, anyway. So, go on, Nick. You can carry on for this one.
Why can't we carry on?
I'm letting you lead for a change.
thanks. Oh, yes! That's my spooky voice. So we've been kindly asked by the wonderful man that we will refer to from this going forward as Jimbo from Creepy Kingdom to do a little podcast for his Halloween themed month, which of course is October. Because if he was doing this in January, it would be really rubbish to do a Halloween themed month then. So he's thought about the synergy really well.
Yeah.
About doing it in the correct month. So, you know, first of all, credit for that. And he's asked us all to... Well, not asked us all. Asked different podcasts and friends of his to do little shows. So that's what we've done with this one. Now, unlike most of the people that contribute to this... Shut it, you. unlike most people contributing to this, we are all based in the United Kingdom.
Correct.
Which still consists of Scotland.
Just about. Yep.
Which means that we don't have to throw Mr. Dolan off the show, which is great news all around.
Thank you.
Of course. But because of that, you know, we have slightly different things to talk about. So what we wanted to talk about today was...
The
beast. Oh, right. Okay, thank you.
We are actually in the cellar of the mouse's head.
Yeah, we wanted to keep it spooky. We've got a Ouija board. Laser.
Yeah, for any of our usual Disney listeners that imagine the mouse's head to be a bit like the Rose and Crown, it's a bit like the pub from American Werewolf in London.
Yeah,
There are a bunch of Disney. Oh, I like that one.
Slaughtered mouse.
Yeah.
Mickey's got his head in a trap.
There's a bunch of Disney geeks sitting round talking, and if any stranger should walk in, we all go silent. Just stare at them.
Any universal people.
Well, I did get scared earlier on when I saw the Malibu walk past.
Ooh.
That's always scary with their love of universal.
Keep walking.
So, I think we've all done at least one of the Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween parties, have we not?
We have.
I haven't.
You've done none of them?
No, I've done Halloween Horror Nights, though.
Ooh! We're talking about that Disney podcast.
Yeah, you're a bit more grown up than the rest of us.
Yeah, mate. I put my own pants on.
That did make my wife cry. But, yeah, so with the exception of Craig, who can just jump in whenever he feels appropriate to, we've all done Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween. Now, I've done the one in Disneyland Paris and the one in Florida. Have any of you guys done Disneyland Paris one as well?
No, only the Florida one.
Only Florida one.
Yeah, we did the Florida one very recently. I've never done the Halloween party in Paris, but we've been out during the October/Halloween period.
Same for me.
Yeah. Well,
just the park decorated.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they've actually stopped doing the... So, just to let the American listeners know, in Disneyland Paris, they only do Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween a few nights a year. And actually, I'm not even sure they're doing it this year because they have cut down quite a lot. So, you know, in Disney World and Disneyland, it's on most nights during September and October. But in Disneyland Paris, it's only on Fridays. Yep. And I think some Saturdays. And I haven't seen this year's schedule, so I'm not sure they're doing it. But on Halloween night, All Hallows Eve, as it's known, in Disneyland Paris, they used to have an event very similar to Halloween Horror Nights.
They did it for a couple of years, didn't they?
I think they did it for a fair few. A full-on Scarefest.
Yeah.
They kind of passed it between the two. It wasn't exclusive to the studios, but it was always based at the studios. And it was just a more grown-up event, so a cross between people doing that and
a
people
bloody
going,
barmaid.
Ah. I've just walked in on the Disney Dreamgirls in the toilet. So.
But you know, I mean, that's a completely different event. But from Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, there were similarities between the Disney World version and the Paris version. So, you know, for me, the best thing about Halloween for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween parties is the fact that you get the characters there that you don't normally get. So when we went to Paris a couple of years ago, you got a lot of the villains that you don't normally have meet and greets with. So the usuals like Maleficent. And then you'd have people from films like Tarzan and Hunchback of Notre Dame and Mulan, who you wouldn't normally see during those kind of events. You also got sweets, but not anywhere near as many sweets as you did in... That sounds like that Tarzan doll they banned.
Just for the record, this isn't me this time.
This isn't you, just for a change.
I think Tarzan's just arrived. I think he wants some roasted peanuts and half a bitter.
Sounds about his usual order. Put some clothes on, though. We've got a dress policy in this pub. So the sweets weren't as fruitful as you get in America, but you still got some sweets, which is good. But we also, one thing that Paris does have is a meet and G, meet and greet with Jack and Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is very good.
Which is round actually. by the
Phantom Manor.
Phantom Manor.
Yeah, which is another thing that's different.
Well, not now, though. No, Jack and Sally are there now at the Halloween party. We saw them three weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, in Florida?
In Florida, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, did they start last year?
Not sure.
I think it was last year or the year before. Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's recent. Disneyland Paris had it for quite a few years. It was almost like an exclusive, but you know, they're catching up, so fair play. But of course, as I mentioned, Phantom Manor, which is our equivalent at Disneyland Paris of the Haunted Mansion. Now again, boys, who has been on both attractions?
Yeah.
All been on it. Good.
Done all three.
So, again, for people that don't know the story of... it's like being on a really crappy BBC radio show, this is. Like being Radio 4 Player of the Day.
if you can find anything from Carry On Screaming, you'll be my hero.
Flying tonight.
So, Phantom Manor is, in a lot of ways, very similar to the Haunted Mansion, but at the same time, different. I think we'd agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
For one, it contains the laugh of Vincent Price. Mm-hmm. That's where we're supposed to play the laugh of Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
the one time I want a sound effect to work and it doesn't bloody work. So that's good. That's in the ride. And actually, he did, I'm sure we talked about this before, but he did the original narration.
Daddy?
No, that was Ali G.
Yeah, I've got no idea what that was. It sounded like a 90s rave tune. Anyway, so Vincent Price, actually, the last work he did, actually, was the voiceover narration for the Haunted Mansion, for the Phantom Manor, when you're in the lift.
Yeah.
He recorded it and then died a mere few weeks later. Oh. And then they decided to go with a French recording instead. So it's never actually been used, but the laugh was. So that's been kept in the ride as a nice tribute to him. The storyline is different, and a lot of the scenes are different as well.
It's very similar to the take on Pirates of the Caribbean, where they've just put a few of the same scenes, but in a different order.
Yes, but also with Phantom Manor, part of the story is how the grounds, there was a massive earthquake, wasn't there, in Thunder Mesa, which is where Big Thunder Mountain is, in the same area. And so you actually go outside the mansion at one point, not literally, but it's made to look like it's outside. And so there's scenes that have been added which are completely unique to the ride, with new characters, including the old Dreamfinder.
He's there.
Yeah. Taking off his head.
In Paris, is there a special parade on the nights of the Halloween party as well?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. There is a sort, but it's not as much fun as the parade we get at Disney World.
It's been for you.
Which is very good. And also, it's not the same. You know, there's similarities, but it's not the same. And also...
I have no idea what that is. I'm expecting...
Hello, gentlemen.
this turned into even more organised chaos than we normally have on the show.
Yeah, welcome to random sound effects after that.
But there are, but on the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Nights, there is a villain's fireworks show as well that they have in front of the castle. But I mean, to be honest, if you've done both things, the Disneyland Paris isn't quite up there. And the other thing about Halloween in Disneyland Paris is, although it's obviously themed around the usuals, pumpkins and things like that, and it gets dressed up very well with ghosts and pumpkins everywhere. But at the same time, they also celebrate the fact it's Harvest Festival.
Yes.
So the daytime parades actually aren't really about Halloween. They're actually about the autumn festival season. Hmm. So it gives it a kind of unique spin.
You wonder whether or not France is... You know, is it the fact that France isn't quite as Halloween centric, for want of a better word? But obviously, you know, the Americans You're mad for Halloween.
But I think that, you know, we had the same argument here. You know, I would say within the last 10 years or so, Halloween's become a very popular holiday in the UK.
Oh, it's picked up, definitely.
Yeah. It's always been something, but it's really started to evolve the last few years. And it's never going to be as big as it is in America, but it's certainly getting along that way.
Yeah.
And I do feel that's exactly where France is at the moment. It's probably about 10 years behind us. Luckily, only on Halloween, not on everything else.
Because obviously, you know, All Hallows' Eve is not a particularly Christian festival. In fact, it's probably quite a pagan festival.
It is.
So you're wondering, you know, is that a big thing in anywhere else in Europe?
Mm.
Or are they purely celebrating Halloween and having the Halloween parades for the English tourist market? There's an important question that I wouldn't normally ask sober.
I know, and unfortunately, because I'm sober, I'm not in a state to answer it. So we'll have to move on from that one. But guys,
and now,
you know,
a message from the Swedish Prime Minister.
Well, actually, you know what? At the beginning of this show, you did say this was a very special episode of Beers After Dark.
Yeah,
and you know what?
It is.
You know, I take it back.
Yeah.
I take it back. This is. Because this is not like a normal episode.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
But a great advert for people wanting to listen for the first time.
I'm trying to find scary sound effects.
Well, you're failing miserably.
Yeah.
Would you want a massage from the Swedish Prime Minister?
Well, I don't think that's something I already want to talk about on this show, to be honest. Can we take it offline?
And on that note, were we only supposed to do 15 minutes for him?
It's only been 2.5.
yeah, it was only about 3 minutes of good stuff.
Yeah, once he edits it down.
Yeah,
but
carry
on recording, because he can get a good 15 minutes if we record long enough. But guys, you know, obviously I've been talking about Paris and everything like that. You've done the Halloween parties, except you, Craig. But, you know, what do you think of the nights yourselves?
Of a Halloween party?
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I mean, we were there a couple of weeks ago. Before that, it'd been quite a few years. It is expensive. I mean, it's a hard ticket event. And the party starts at 7, finishes at midnight. So I think it cost us about $70, I think, from memory, for 5 hours. But, you know, the parade and the fireworks themselves are worth it. I mean, the parade is just amazing and even better than we remember it. And in particular, you know, obviously the whole thing is creepy, but from a Creepy Kingdom point of view, the best part of the parade is the Haunted Mansion part. And they've really ramped that up. You know, they've always had the grave diggers do their dance, which is great. But now they've got the ballroom scene. That's really good. And then there's, I think, two floats. I think there's a float at the beginning and a float at the end. You've got the three hitchhiking ghosts on the float. I thought the parade was just amazing. Really enjoyed it.
What and it still thought? Has the headless horseman at the beginning, yeah?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He only walks now, doesn't he? Very casually.
It was a kind of trot. It wasn't as fast. I mean, the last time we saw it, we positioned ourselves in Liberty Square, and it was right on the corner, so he actually had to take the corner, and he was going at a fair old clip back to Clippity Clop. But I guess they've scaled that back a little bit, so he just trotted through the parade route. But it was still pretty impressive.
It could. I mean, the thing is, I've got mixed emotions about that because, I think you guys are right. I think it is by far my favourite parade anywhere. But with the Headless Horseman, it's very impressive when he used to whiz past you. But at the same time, it's gone in an instant.
So
you know, that could be the reason, you know, not just for health and safety reasons, but to give it a more dramatic effect, that you're kind of getting to see him for that bit longer because he's not going quite as fast past you. Right, well, this is getting far too serious. So Paul, can you make it stupid again?
Yeah.
I can easily do that.
And now, a message from the Swedish Prime Minister.
Okay. I don't even have to make it stupid. We've got Craig with us today.
Oh, dear.
He's available for bar mitzvahs. If anyone's
oh, listening. What's that? It's the 9 o'clock news. It's Alistair Cook.
It's not the 9 o'clock news.
Well, while we're waiting to take you back to Lords, we play you a recording of Alistair Cook being attacked by a duck. I can never visit Philadelphia without being reminded of the story of the Texan. On a visit to Pennsylvania's ancient capital, I happened to visit Arturo's, the famous fish restaurant.
And on that note, thank you very much for tuning in to this completely irrelevant episode of There's After Dark for Creepy Kingdom.
But the good news is that, you know, we're one of 30 episodes during this month-long celebration via Creepy Kingdom. So even if you think this one's crap, you've got 30 others, which would be good.
Yeah.
And if you have liked this and thought, you know, even though it's really irrelevant to my life, I want to hear more. You can, of course, find us on iTunes. Just search for Disaster Dark. Our website at www.disasterdark.com. On Twitter at Disaster Dark. Facebook.com/Disaster Dark.
And
MiceChat.com. MiceChat.com. The Thompson Directory. Teletext.
We've got one or two reviews on Yelp somewhere. I don't know.
Really?
No.
And now, a message from the Swedish Prime Minister.
We've got another show to record next as well. Anyway, on that note, thank you for joining us. Yes, as Nick says, look out for us elsewhere. We've been Diz After Dark, and you've been a wonderful audience.